One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, can't do it.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Debbie from St. Albans played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, Debbie from St. Albans banked £500 after playing Reorder.
BBC Three.
Wrong answers cost her vital heartbeats, but can she recover and go on to win big money?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, Debbie, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Debbie, it's round three. You've got 581 heartbeats remaining. What are you thinking about this next round?
Quite nervous again.
Anagrams.
Anagrams, Vernon.
Debbie.
Not my favourite.
Really?
No.
What would you like to see up there?
Just general knowledge.
Really?
Easy questions, Vernon, would really suit me.
A lot of contestants say that, it's funny. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
No, I'm going to play on.
All right, Debbie, let's play Unscramble. You need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, Debbie, step onto the plate.
Food, play.
Clue.
Vegetables.
To tomato. Step off.
Oh, Debbie, come on! They're not jumping out at you?
No.
No, can't see any of them?
I can't, Vernon, I can't.
No. All right, well,
help me.
I'm going to help you, don't worry. Let's go through the answers. Number one, spinach. Number two, potato. Number three, onion.
Oh.
Number four, aubergine.
Oh.
Number five, parsnip. Easy now, isn't it?
Much easier now.
Oh, Debbie, Debbie, Debbie. Yeah. We're going to take 50 off 483, which will leave you 433. You've still got to find five with the next question on Unscramble. All right, let's do this, Debbie. Let's play it. Unscramble. If you're ready, Debbie, please step onto the plate.
People, play.
Pete, a clue.
Types of relatives.
One uncle. Two, sister. Four, cousin. Five. Grandfather. Four. Three. Thank you. Step out!
Oh!
God!
Debbie!
Oh!
Can you see it now?
No!
What are you?
Idiot!
No!
Martha!
Yes! Oh, no. Come on, Debs!
Oh!
Well, at least you're honest. Unfortunately, you stepped off the plate.
Yes.
We're going to take 50 off the total. Three,
yep.
Two,
oh,
four.
Oh, no.
Leave you 274.
Yeah.
But when we go back to unscramble for the third time, Debbie,
yes,
you'll only need one answer.
Praise the Lord, Vernon.
Hallelujah. All right, Debbie, let's play unscramble. If you're ready, Debbie, please step onto the plate.
Geography. Play.
Paris. For Paris.
Yes, well done, Debbie. Come on over. Well done, Debbie, you did it. You did it, finally.
Oh.
Finally. Debbie, you used 324 heartbeats, that's quite a lot. You stepped off the plate twice, you got one wrong answer, and you asked for two clues. Huge amounts of heartbeats wasted there, Debbie. So, Debbie, after round three, has banked £1,000 and has 257 heartbeats remaining. All right, Debbie, let's see round four. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Debbie, it's round four. You've got 257 heartbeats remaining. So far, you've panicked a little bit on the plate during gameplay. I think you get very excited. But you do, though, don't you?
I think I do.
You can play on for £2,500, or you can cash out with £1,000. Link is a game of general knowledge. You said you wanted general knowledge. What do you think?
No, Vernon. I've had enough now.
Really?
I want to cash out.
Oh, but what if a good topic comes up? Like movies, showbiz?
No, I think my time is up.
All right, OK. Debbie, are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
Vernon, I'm cashing out on £1,000.
All right, good stuff. So, Debbie's decided with 257 heartbeats remaining, she's going to cash out and try and win £1,000. Will she have enough heartbeats? Find out after the break.
What is the name of the Scottish warrior played by Mel Gibson in Braveheart? Robert Bruce or William Wallace? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the name of the Scottish warrior played by Mel Gibson in Braveheart? The answer is William Wallace. Before the break, Debbie banked £1,000 and decided to cash out. With 257 heartbeats remaining, has she got enough to finish the game and go home with the money?
Debbie, you've made it through three rounds and you've got £1,000. Let's play cash out. Good luck.
Thank you, Bert.
Come on, Debbie, come on, Debbie. So, Debbie, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Debbie, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Natalie Portman won an Oscar for her role in the Star Wars
True.
Franchise. The city of Honolulu is on the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
True.
The United Nations has 250...
True.
TV presenter Anthea Turner is a former wife of comedian...
False.
You Got the Dirty Love is a 2010 song by Florence and the Machine featuring Dizzy Rascal.
False!
Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic... Leo Tolstoy wrote the novel War and Peace.
True!
In Southeast Asia, Thailand shares a land... David Hume was an 18th century philosopher.
False!
Staten Island is a borough in New York City.
True!
Robert Downey Jr. plays Thor in the 2012 feature film Avengers Assemble. Explorer Christopher Columbus was born in Spain.
True!
Oh! Oh! Debbie! Come on.
Unlucky, let's go to the middle.
Unlucky, Debbie.
That was so much harder than I thought.
Oh, the questions are quite difficult. Even though they're 50-50 true or false, they are quite difficult. And obviously, when you get five wrong, that's 125 heartbeats off your total. They go quick.
Yes.
You didn't have that many to start with.
No,
well,
I know.
Commiserations.
Thank you, Ben. I've really enjoyed it.
Good. It's been a real joy having you on the show, Debbie, and thank you very much for coming along. You made it to cash out, but you used your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats, Debbie. Give us a kiss.
Mwah. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Debbie. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Dave. Hi, Dave. Nice to meet you. Dave, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you with us. Where are you from?
I'm from Taunton originally.
You're from Taunton, but you live in Manchester?
I live in Manchester at the moment, yeah.
And what do you do up in Manchester?
I'm an engineer and recruitment consultant.
Oh, OK. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's all right. Like, it's long hours, quite hard work, but, yeah, it's fun. It's good.
And what do you do on a day-to-day basis? What's your schedule like?
Mainly sort of ring up clients and obviously try and get roles that they want me to fill, but also then ring in candidates and obviously hopefully getting them jobs and then, taking home a decent commission on that. So.
Nice. All about the commission.
It is indeed.
Why do you think
I'm here? Yeah.
And what do you do to relax?
Mainly sport. Always love sport, football, cricket, golf.
Any other subjects that you'd like to see come up on the boards today?
I think sport to an extent. Science. I did biology as a degree, so hopefully some of it's rubbed off somewhere.
All right, well, you're going to be standing on the plate. You're going to be under pressure. All the lights are going to come down upon you. How do you think you'll cope?
Reasonably well. Like I say, I'm ringing up sort of clients, really big sort of companies on a daily basis and speaking to them. I think I come across relatively calm. I don't know how the actual heartbeats are going to be showing. They might trip me up a little bit.
We're going to be monitoring your heart rate, like you said, throughout the whole of the show. And at the moment, it's 118. 118 beats per minute.
Sounds about right.
It's pretty good. There's one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. They're going to be accompanying you throughout the whole of the show.
Very nice. And they can play instruments.
Oh, there we are. Easy! Are you single, Dave?
I am indeed.
Oh! It's the only way you can get away with a comment like that, my friend. Oh, you sly dog, you. Well, there you go, Dave. They're going to be accompanying you through the whole of the game. The faster they play, it means the more erratic your heart rate is.
Yep.
The faster it is, which means we're wasting heartbeats and we're going to lose time to play all the rounds. So you've got to keep it as calm as possible, OK?
We'll try.
All right, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Right, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Good luck, Dave. All right, Dave, everyone starts with the same round. That's contrast. Here's how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
Feeling confident?
Yeah.
All right, good man. Just don't look over there.
OK.
All right, good luck. Let's play contrast. All right, Dave, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Australia, New Zealand, play, is home to the All Blacks National Rugby Union team.
New Zealand.
Was the main filming location for the Lord of the Rings film trilogy.
New Zealand.
Had a population of under 5 million people at the last census.
New Zealand.
Has an island state called Tasmania.
Australia.
Was the first country in the world to grant women the right to vote.
Australia.
Were eliminated from the 2010 FIFA World Cup finals despite being unbeaten.
Australia.
Is home to Kakadu National Park.
New Zealand.
Is the setting for the TV soap opera Neighbours.
Australia.
Is the first of the pair to welcome in a new year.
New Zealand.
Has a highest mountain peak called Aoraki or Mount Cook.
New Zealand.
Yes, well done, Deb. Come on over. You did it. You did it.
Wasn't too bad.
We got there in the end. You used 218 heartbeats.
Okay.
And you got three wrong. Have you ever been to Australia or New Zealand?
No. We're 25 grand, I could get there.
There you go. Nice, exactly. So, after round one, Dave has banked £250 and has 782 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two. You've got 782 heartbeats remaining.
Yep.
Round two is a game of wordplay. How do you think you're going to do? Unravel.
I think all right. Yeah, I think I'm quietly confident with this one.
Do you read a lot of books in your spare time?
No.
No?
Magazines? Read a lot of CVs.
A lot of CVs?
Yes.
There you go. Right then, are you going to play on for £500, Dave, or are you going to cash out with 250?
I'll play on, please.
Good man, of course you are. All right, let's play on, let's play it. Unravel. Okay. Just take your time, Dave. That's all you got to do. All right, Dave, you need to unravel six words. Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Clay.
Baboon. Footstep. Gesture. Mermaid. Lemonade. Microphone. Oh, microwave.
Go to him. Dave, I think that was just a slip of the tongue.
It was a little bit.
It was nothing more than a slip of the tongue. But it cost you 25 heartbeats. You used 210.
OK.
That was a good round. I like the fact that you were composed on the plate there. You weren't rushed in any way. You did really, really well. So, after round two, Dave has banked £500. He's got 572 heartbeats remaining. All right, Dave, well done. Let's have a look at round three, moving swiftly on. This is Assemble.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Dave, it's round three. You've got 572 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
Let's play.
All right, good man, I like it. Let's play Assemble. Good luck,
Thank
Dave.
You.
Just take your time, Dave. You need to find five missing pieces, Dave. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Jared Leto. Play.
Four. Nine. Ten. One. Twelve. Two.
Yes, well done, Dan. Great stuff. Great stuff. Well done. Quite tricky, that round, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sambul, how did you find it?
Yeah, it's all right. It's just the ones that kind of, like, inverted were, definitely tricked me a little bit.
Well, you used 146 heartbeats. You peaked at 136. Okay. Still quite high.
Yeah.
Just try and relax a little bit more.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be fine. So, after round three, Dave has banked £1,000 and he's got 426 heartbeats remaining. Find out what happens after the break.
Who contributed a harmonica solo to the Eurythmics hit There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart? Stevie Wonder or Bob Dylan? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who contributed a harmonica solo to the Eurythmics hit There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart? The answer is Stevie Wonder. Before the break, Dave from Taunton completed a Semble and banked £1,000. Wrong answers have proved costly so far, but can he recover and make his way to the jackpot?
So let's see round four. Dave, this is how it works. It's deduction.
This is deduction. You'll see seven answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
It's deduction,
yep.
Dave. What do you think?
I think it's going to be hard, but I think if we get a decent question, I think we might be all right.
Depends on the topics.
Might end up having to step off maybe if I don't like the questions.
You've got 426 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with a grand?
I'm going to play.
Good man. All right, good luck. Let's play deduction.
Thanks very much.
Good luck, Dave. You need to get four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Gallbladder, liver, spleen, appendix, pancreas, heart, thyroid gland. Secretes the hormone insulin into the bloodstream. Play.
Pancreas.
The largest internal organ in the human body.
Heart. Liver.
Abnormal swelling of this is known as a goiter.
Gallbladder. Thyroid gland.
Is the lowest of these four in a standing human body.
Gallbladder. Spleen. Appendix.
Yes! Come on over. Come on over. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Well done. With a degree in biology, it looks like you spent most of your time in the bar.
Yeah, you're not wrong, and it wasn't human biology. So oh, I know a lot about plants.
Fair enough, fair enough. I take that comment back, Dave. So let's take a look. Dave, you used 236 heartbeats. You got four wrong answers. That's 100 heartbeats.
Yeah.
And you peaked at 143. That's quite high. How are you finding it on the plate?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's just as soon as you get a wrong answer and that noise goes off, obviously, then you're panicking on the next one. So, yeah, it's hard.
All right, I understand. So you've got 190 left.
Yep.
Have you decided what you're going to do? Don't tell me just yet. Don't tell me just yet. Let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round five, Dave. You've got 190 heartbeats remaining. Pinpoint is all about mathematical equations.
Yep.
How are you feeling?
Not my strongest point, no. by a long way, to be honest.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah, I was dreading this one, to be honest.
OK, so...
Are you going to cash out?
Yes, please.
All right, Dave, you've made it through four rounds. You've got 190 heartbeats remaining. That is enough, more than enough, to cash out. Just take your time when you're on the plate. Good luck. Let's play cash out.
Thank you.
So, Dave, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats.
OK.
When you're ready, Dave, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. MP Ed Miliband is older than his brother David.
True.
The phrase, I think, therefore I am, was famously coined by Aristotle.
True.
Singer Nicole Scherzinger was born in California.
True.
The only country bordering San Marino is Italy.
True.
In the Bible, Jesus' teachings and deeds are detailed in the Old Testament.
False.
The Beatrix Potter character, Mr. Jeremy Fisher, is a fish.
True.
The Aztec Empire.
Dave, they followed you and haunted you throughout the whole of the show. Wrong answers.
Yep.
Four wrong answers there. And when you add up, like I said at the beginning of the show, they all count. It is a lot. But thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. You made it to cash out, but you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Much.
Cheers, Dave. Who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Let's find out. Let's welcome Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Vernon.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thanks very much.
Where have you come from?
From Cheshire.
Oh, nice. Northern girl.
Yes, Northern Lass.
So you're from Cheshire. What do you do for a living?
I'm a research assistant at the University of Liverpool.
Oh, OK. And what are you researching?
I study fruit flies.
Fruit flies?
Yeah.
Actual fruit flies?
Yeah.
Do they actually like fruit?
Yeah.
So you're a research assistant.
Yeah.
You study fruit flies.
Yeah.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I'd like to have my own lab. Still probably studying fruit flies.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
OK. So you seem like quite a relaxed person. Do you do anything in particular to chill out?
Not much. I like going for walks, but nothing in particular.
All right, so you'd just rather sit in a lab studying fruit flies?
Yeah, it's my life.
High five. Good stuff. £25,000 available this afternoon.
Yeah.
If you managed to win the jackpot, what would you do with the money?
Ooh, well... If I won big, first things first, I'd buy a classic Fiat Panda.
That's quite specific.
I've wanted one for ages, but I can't find one.
Oh, OK.
So that's what I'd hunt down.
All right, good.
And then I'd probably put the rest... I want to have a big parrot sanctuary one day, so I'd put the rest towards that.
All right, well, good luck, Chloe. So, throughout the game, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate as it stands at the moment. It's 119.
Okay, quite high.
It is quite high, but if you can bring that a little bit lower,
I'll try.
Stand you in good stead. Now then, the faster your heart rate, the quicker your heartbeats will deteriorate.
Yeah.
Right, so it's imperative that you try and stay calm. So without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. We don't want to see that number reach zero. So, are you ready to play?
I am.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Chloe, everyone starts 1,000 heartbeats with the same game. The opening round is called Contrast. This is how it works.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck, Chloe. Here we go. Let's play Contrast. You need to get 7 questions right, Chloe.
Okay.
Please step onto the plate.
Naomi Campbell, Kate Moss, play, was a mentor on the TV modelling show The Face.
Naomi Campbell.
Married musician Jamie Hintz in 2011.
Kate Moss.
Has a mother called Valerie.
Kate Moss.
Was sentenced to community service in New York City in 2000.
Naomi Campbell.
First appeared on the cover of British Vogue magazine in March 1993. Starred in Bob Marley's music video for Is This Love.
Naomi Campbell.
Was born in 1970.
Kate Moss.
Famously fell over on the runway during a Vivienne Westwood Paris fashion show in 1993.
Naomi Campbell.
Published a self-titled book in 2012.
Naomi Campbell.
Has the middle name Anne.
Kate Moss.
Yes! Well done, stop the heartbeat. Come on, Chloe. Oh, you used 203 heartbeats. You got 3 wrong answers. That's 75 heartbeats deducted already. It was difficult, but they do add up.
Yeah.
And when they all add up at the end of your run, you'll realise that you've wasted a lot of heartbeats if you do accumulate a lot of wrong answers. So let's try and eradicate the wrong answers. All right, Chloe. Mm-hmm. So, after round one, Chloe has banked £250. She got 797 heartbeats remaining. So let's have a look at round two. It's reorder, and this is how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Chloe, we've got 797 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 139.
It's pretty high.
It is, because when we tested you before you came into the studio, your resting heart rate was at 81.
Yeah.
So you need to try and find that. Whatever you were thinking
find
about before...
Zone.
Yes, find your zone. Okay. Think of your fruit flies.
Yeah.
They're fascinating me, these fruit flies. What can we learn from fruit flies?
Well, you can learn loads of genetics from them, like trying to cure dementia, cancer, uses fruit flies.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, fascinating, good stuff. All right, let's get back in the zone.
Yeah.
Let's try and win you some money. You can play on for £500 or you can cash out, Chloe, for £250. What do you want to do?
I'm going to play on.
Of course you are, of course you are. All right, let's play reorder. Chloe, good luck. All right, Chloe, you need to reorder 6 answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
About a Boy, 4 Weddings and a Funeral, Music and Lyrics, Notting Hill, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, Cloud Atlas, Hugh Grant Films, Original Release Date, Earliest to Latest, Play.
About a Boy. 4 Weddings and a Funeral. Notting Hill. Bridget Jones. About a Boy. Bridget Jones. Music and Lyrics. Cloud Atlas.
Stop the heartbeat! Yes, come on. Well done, Chloe. Well done, that was good. That was really good. You've got 677 heartbeats remaining. You got 2 wrong, you used 120. during that round. Well done. Feeling more confident now?
A little bit, yeah.
Good, good. You should be. No, you did all right. 677. I think if you can eradicate the wrong answers, we should have enough heartbeats to at least get us to 10 grand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good stuff. So, after round two, Chloe has banked £500 and has 677 heartbeats remaining. Will she get to 25 grand? We'll find out after the break.
What is the name of the fruit that is also known as bullock's heart, rhubarb apple, or custard apple? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the name of the fruit that is also known as bullock's heart? The answer is custard apple. Before the break, fruit fly researcher Chloe from Cheshire banked £500, but used up 323 heartbeats in the process. Can she improve her performance and win the jackpot?
All right, Chloe, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Chloe, Assemble, it's all about jigsaws.
Yeah.
Do you want to play on for £1,000, or do you want to cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on.
Play on. All right. So, let's play Assemble. Good luck, Chloe.
Thank you.
You need to find five missing pieces, Chloe. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
David Cameron. Play.
Two. Nine. Eight. Six. Five. Six.
Yes, got the heartbeat. Come on, Chloe. Well done. Why did you laugh? Why did you smirk then when you saw David Cameron peering
at you? Just a funny picture.
He had quite a serious glare there, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was a bit weird. All right, well done. You've got 538 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 130 there, so you were getting a little bit panicked. And you used 139, a little bit more than the previous round, but not by too much. Let me ask you some more fruit fly questions.
All right.
What is it about fruit flies that you want to study them so much?
Well, you can change them in order to study what you want to do. You can change their genes, you can give them extra legs, extra wings, whatever you want.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. Well done, Chloe. All right, good stuff. So, after round three, Chloe has banked £1,000 and has 538 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's see round four, Chloe. It's Identify. This is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Chloe, it's round four. So far, you're doing really well under pressure. You've got 538 remaining. Do you want to play on for 2,500 or cash out for 1,000?
I'm going to play on.
It's a good decision. We're just over halfway with your heartbeats. Let's play Identify.
Thank you.
Good luck, Chloe. You need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
India. Panama, USA, Ethiopia, Botswana, Jamaica, New Zealand, Greece. Commonwealth member countries. Play.
India, New Zealand. Panama. Ethiopia.
Two.
India, New Zealand, Botswana, Jamaica.
Yes! Well done. Well done, Chloe. By your reaction, that looked like a complete guess.
It was.
Well done. You got one wrong. You've got 428 heartbeats remaining. That was a good round for you. It really was. What was your initial reaction when you saw the list of countries come up? Did you think that would be the question?
No, I didn't know what it was going to be.
You had no idea?
No.
So you just, when it came up, you thought, oh, gosh.
I thought was the Queen's face is on the New Zealand coin, isn't it? That's all
yes,
I thought.
Yes, it is. But well done.
Thanks.
Well done. So, after round four, Chloe has banked £2,500 and has 428 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's reveal your next round. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £5,000.
All right, Chloe, it's mathematics. What are you thinking?
I feel like I might be okay at maths, but I'm keeping an eye on those heartbeats. And
Well, 428, not too bad.
Yeah,
I get remember, tricky, remember, you've got to have enough to cash out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Is that what's worrying you?
Because I don't know how hard cash out's going to be, so...
In the last round, you used 110 heartbeats. The most you've used was 203.
See, if it goes badly and I use another 200, it doesn't leave me much to cash out.
It's worth £5,000, though. It's totally up to you.
I'm going to cash out.
You're going to cash out?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, Chloe has decided to cash out. Let's play Cash Out. So, Chloe, it's all come down to this. You can cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, and a wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The Roman god Cupid is the counterpart of the Greek god Eros.
True.
Orson Welles directed the classic film Citizen Kane.
False.
Suriname was formerly known as Dutch Guiana.
True.
Halloween is the eve of All Saints' Day.
True.
Robert Langdon is a character created by author Dan Brown.
True.
The Chancellor of the Exchequer is permitted to drink alcohol during the budget speech.
False.
Snooker player Ronnie O'Sullivan has the nickname The Whirlwind.
True.
Harry and Marv are the burglars in the film Home Alone.
True.
Catawba is a type of grape.
True.
Roger Hargreaves created the Mr. Men series of children's books. Belgium gained independence from the Netherlands in 1930.
False.
In the Bible, Abel was born before his brother Cain.
False.
Yeah!
Well done, Chloe. You did it. You did it.
I tell you what, you had me on the edge of the seat then.
Good grief. Well done, Chloe. You've got 140 heartbeats remaining.
Wowza.
Do you think you could have played the next round and then cashed out?
No.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because you've won £2,500. Yep. Really pleased for you. Yeah, good. You should be. Well done. Join us again to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon.